This program is brought to you by P1 Australia Racing Components, the designer of the oil heat mats for dry sump tank applications. Find out more about the truths on engine oil heating at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Welcome to Inside Supercars, Tony Whitlock, and we're on the start of our rookie reviews for 2026. Zach Bates from Matt Stone Racing, the number 10 Chevrolet Camaro. Tough weekend for you.
Yeah, mate. Nothing really clicked from the get-go, to be honest. And just battled the whole way through the weekend. So we're going to have to really go digging and see if we can find anything we can improve on.
One of the things, of course, is that at least you're going to be going at a track that you know pretty well, Queensland Raceway. And that will you get a chance to do a test there beforehand?
No, we'll be testing at the Bend on Friday, so that'll be a good opportunity to try some things. But at a bit of a loss, to be honest.
You also got a 15-second penalty in that last race today, which didn't help your position at all. But I'm sure it wasn't intentional, but unfortunately the cars move around a bit and that's the consequence.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that was justified, to be honest. I didn't hit him that hard and he overcorrected it into the sand. So, I touched him for sure, but don't think it was worthy of a 15, but that's what we got.
Certainly onward and upward, as they say in the classics, and testing some things. The test was one scheduled. On the drive back, the truck will stop at Tail and Bend on the way.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's correct. So hopefully we can learn some things.
All right. Well, all the very best, Zach. Look forward to talking to you and seeing you at Bathurst. I understand and appreciate your weekend, but keep on doing what you are.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Zach Bates. We're with a young man, the driver of car 38, Ford Mustang 38 from DJR. Welcome back to the show, Rylan Gray.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As we've just spoken about, one of the important things for race drivers is that you need to show. And that's what you did. You showed on Saturday on two different tyres, a soft and a super soft tyre. You showed qualifying speed. Twice you were in the top 10. An eighth in the qualifying 23 and then ninth in qualifying 24. Now, they were both done during a shootout. Now, and that's something you haven't done a lot of. I know that.
Yeah, it was really good. We put a lot of effort in before the round, myself and my engineer, to be best prepared as we could lead into the weekend, and I think it showed. So put a lot of effort in, being in the 10 for both qualifyings on Saturday. We're finally starting to show the speed that we have. It's just been waiting to unlock. So yeah, it's been good. So yeah, we had a pretty good Saturday, but not a very good Sunday.
Well, we'll get to the Sunday part in a second. Having a teammate like Brody Kostecki, and you know, he's a master in top 10 shootouts. I've known him since he started in Super 2 with Kostecki Brothers Racing, which of course was Kurt and Jake, who are his cousins, not his brothers. But he brings something to the qualifying that you're learning from, and having someone like him as a mentor must be a great, you know, thing to have for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I'd really want anyone else as a teammate. He's exceptional at qualifying, and it shows every time he goes out. He's always consistently up the front. So the more I can learn off him, the better. And he's been teaching me some things throughout the season, which is really good and helped me a lot. So yeah, he's definitely something special when it comes to one lap speed, and especially even in the races as well. You learn a lot of what he does because he's very good in the race as well. So yeah, anything I can learn from him is positive.
One of the things, of course, also that is racecraft, and that's something that, you know, obviously you've been doing the Super 2 for a couple of years, and then you won it last year. But having somebody like Brody, I mean, imagine is helpful to you because he can teach you so much about, you know, just the sheer art of racecraft. And that's something that obviously that you'll be enjoying enormously, having him as a mentor.
Yeah, definitely. He's been racing for quite a while and experienced everything, especially with going to America. So he knows probably a lot more than most of the drivers in the category. So, yeah, he teaches me some things on racecraft, some things I need to be better at and improve on. So, yeah, he was behind me one day, the first race at Saturday, and then got past me, and then just watched what he was doing and learn a few things, which is good. So, yeah, it was kind of weird to see behind me for once, but there was a positive thing being up in the mid part of the 10.
I remember sitting watching on the couch on the weekend, and look, you know, I was so pleased to see where you'd got in qualifying on the Saturday, and yeah, you know, not quite as good on Sunday qualifying, but and then of course during the race, so you then got tipped around by Will Brown, and a 15-second penalty for turning you around is really not adequate, I don't think, because you were severely affected then and finished well behind him. I mean, at least six places behind him. But, you know, obviously onward and upward, you're not sort of allowing that to dwell on you.
No, definitely not. There's positives that come out of the weekend that we can look at and reflect on. But, yeah, Sunday we sort of missed a little bit with car setup and we were a bit unbalanced. So we were qualified down the back where we really shouldn't have been, to be honest. So we were down in the chaos part of the field, and yeah, we just got up my rear tire and sort of tipped me out. But yeah, it was a little bit hit and miss. I think there's things I could have done better in those situations to not put myself there, but it's all part of the learning.
The next one round is a track that you would know pretty well. I imagine Queensland Raceway is a track, you would have done a rookie day there or two, and B, you would have known it last year in Super 2. So it's a track, you know, and obviously it has its own complications. While it looks very simple, the paperclip and all those things, the undulations, the bumps into turn one and three are quite something else, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks pretty simple on paper, but it's actually quite a little tricky track. So, yeah, done our rookie day at the start of the year there and did Super 2 there last year where we were quite speeding, quite fast. So it's a home track for DJR as well. So yeah, it'll be one to put our best foot forward and get a good result at. And I think we can do that. We've definitely improved our cars a lot, and myself is improving more and more throughout the season as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the back half of this season and seeing what we can do.
All right. Well, I will make sure I look forward to catching up with you at Bathurst. All the very best. Was I right? You had some a ride day on the Monday after at Wanneroo?
Yep. Yeah, we had a ride day there on the Monday.
And Tony D'Alberto, your co-driver for the Enduros, he had some laps in the car as well?
No. So it was only myself.
Okay.
It was only actually Brody and Todd doing laps because my car is getting prepped for a test that we have this Friday. So all the rookies will be at the bend this Friday doing a rookie test. So my car was getting a motor and some other bits swapped out. So,
all right.
Yeah, I didn't do any laps, just watch them go around.
Well, all the very best at Queensland Raceway. I won't be doing a rookie review for rounds 9 and 10. But it'll be in the hands of Craig Revell. So all the very best. Look forward to speaking to you when I get back and seeing you at Bathurst. Thank you very much again, Ryland Gray, for joining us on Inside Supercars.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Talking with Job Stewart, the driver of number 9 Chev Camaro for Erebus Motorsport. Welcome back to the show, Job. It's terrific always to have you on board.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. It's great to be back once again.
I imagine that Wanneroo would be a track you would have tasted in the Super 2 era.
Yeah, correct. I raced there 2 years ago now in 2024. That was my first time, or second time, sorry, over in Perth. Also raced there in Super 3.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was good to go back there once again. I don't mind the track over there.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting track. I mean, very different to any other one in Australia. And that very long drive down into Kolb Corner and coming back from there is always a delight, you know, into Turn 7 and... I mean, there in itself is the fact it's only got 7 turns is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty short, which obviously creates a bit of chaos in in places in the race with pit stops and stuff like that. But no, it's great. I love the undulation, and there's normally a pretty high dig there.
Yeah.
But although it wasn't too bad this year, but yeah, it is a pretty unique track and some hard braking zones, which I enjoy. So no, I don't mind it.
Okay, so you and Cooper Murray, who drives a 99 Chev Camaro, you had mixed results over the weekend, and obviously this was the first time, Townsville was the first time that you'd only used the one tyre all weekend, which was the soft tyre. But this, you're back to the format that had been used for most of this year in the combination of the soft and the super soft tyre. Does it complicate it for you in terms of, you know, and obviously the race engineers and the teams have to cope with the idea of not being able to touch the cars in between qualifying and racing. But does it make it more complex for you as well?
Yeah, that is a good point. As you say, they've got the pre-race Parc Fermé rules. So going from the super soft quality to soft race, you can't change it, which does make it difficult for those guys. But yeah, from my point of view, we normally don't really get to practice on the super soft until we put greens on for qualifying. So it does make it pretty tough because you don't really know what you're going to expect. I think the super soft reacts a fair bit different depending at what track you're at. So sometimes it might be quicker, sometimes slower. So yeah, it is a bit of a mixed bag when you put the super softs on, but I don't mind it, to be honest. It creates a bit more chaos and mixes up the grid a little bit. So yeah, it's definitely a positive on my side.
One of the things that I find quite extraordinary is that the difference between the three makes, and obviously now being a Mustang and a Chev Camaro and a Toyota Supra, is the enormous inequity in terms of the results. Now, in podiums alone this year, Ford has 57 podiums compared to the Toyota having 11 and the Camaro 6. Now, obviously, you know, you're not making your mark yet in terms of adding to those scenarios of podiums, but it must be frustrating to know that, you know, there's almost one hand tied behind your back sort of thing, and being able to have the speed to get up there.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess Anton's shown that the Chev's still capable. Pretty capable.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we don't really have too much concern about that at the moment. For myself in my rookie season, I think the main thing's just learning, you know, getting more knowledge of the setup in the car and the techniques used, and just try and progress slowly myself, and that stuff will kind of sort itself out. It's not really my concern, but yeah, as far as that point goes, obviously I'd love to have some better results, but I think it's just down to other things at the moment. We'll just keep doing our thing and keep chipping away and try and yeah, catch the likes of Anton.
Knowing how much of this category is about qualifying and how quickly that can unravel when you're in pit lane, did you have any hiccups at all with Erebus with the pit stops?
No, it was pretty good this weekend. We have been working very hard back at the workshop, and all the mechanics do an awesome job with that stuff. So our pit stops were actually one of the best over the weekend, especially with the two tyre stops on the Saturday. So, yeah, all the boys were happy and they've been working hard, so it's good to see the hard work paying off. We had a little bit of a hiccup in race one, but it didn't really cost us too much. Other than that, we were pretty positive the whole weekend.
Okay. Well, all the very best. Your next one is at Queensland Raceway, so enjoy that. And then, of course, Jared joins you for Tail and Bend in the 500.
Yeah, of course. Got one more round at QR, and then we'll do the enduro test, they call it, up at QR on the Tuesday afterwards. So Jared will jump in and do some laps there.
Okay.
And then, yeah, in between there, we'll go back to Sydney with Blake Purdy in the GT4, and he's been doing an awesome job, so I'm keen to get back with him as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Job Stewart. All the very best for QR and beyond. Look forward to catching up with you at Bathurst. And again, thank you so much for joining us on Inside Supercars for your rookie review.
No worries, Tony. Appreciate that.
Jackson Walls, the driver of number 11 Ford Mustang, Objective Racing. Tell us, Jackson, it was a difficult weekend, but it's obviously a track that you hadn't really known before.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Tony. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting weekend. You know, I feel like there was a lot of gains, but they just weren't shown on track or on the scoreboard at times, which is a bit unfortunate. But yeah, totally new track for me. It's the last track on my list pretty much in Australia that national category is still run at. So, yeah, it's cool to tick that box. It's cool, actually. It promotes good racing, which is nice. You know, a lot of the tracks this year haven't done that, so it was nice to go to a track where you can still race mid-stint and, you know, fight your way forward.
Yeah, and, of course, being a qualifying category, it just makes it very tough because it is so competitive out there. I mean, tenths of seconds separating first and in the top 10 even, you know, let alone, you know, a 24-car field.
Yeah, I mean, I think on Sunday, a 10th would have put me like 13th, which is, just insane to think about. So, yeah, some of it's been pretty tough and it's like, oh, my God, the half a 10th is just there. But, yeah, it's just all part of the learning at the moment.
One of the things, of course, was going back to the same format that had run through the year in that you used two different tyres, quite apart from any wets, which you didn't need over there. A soft and a super soft tyre. So that was different because most of the year, with the exception of Townsville, you've had that same combination of tyres. So did you get to try the two different tyres on the Friday in the practice?
Nah, everyone was on the soft, I believe, in practice. I don't think anyone had any super softs.
Gotcha. Okay. As I said, your best qualifying was the first one you had and in 16th place. And it didn't get easier from then on, did it?
Yeah, it was odd. You know, I felt like I kept improving like everyone does. You know, you build and build over a race weekend. We just struggled with the car a lot, you know. We've just got some features at the moment that we can't seem to get rid of and we're exploring different changes and different setups to try eliminate that. But for the most part, that's been pretty difficult recently.
Were there any real hiccups during the weekend? I mean, I know Wes McDougall runs the team for you of Objective Racing, but did any hiccups occur? I mean, you didn't get banged into by anybody and flexing their muscles, so to speak?
Nothing too bad necessarily, not from a driving point of view. You know, everyone's been racing pretty aggressively the last few rounds, and I feel like because the racing is so high at Perth and the ability to push forward is so high, everyone gets even more aggressive. So it was a bit of a common feature, but people trying to run people off the road, which, yeah, I'm sure we'll get addressed. But, yeah, that was about the most of it.
Well, all the very best for the balance of the year. I look forward to catching up with you from Bathurst on. Go well and enjoy the time you've got. You've got a couple of rounds, Queensland Raceway, which is a track I imagine you've known pretty well, both in Super 2 and, of course, in Carrera Cup. So it wouldn't... While it doesn't hold any fears for you, it does hold some challenges, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's Triple H's home circuit, so, you know, we want to put a big show on for everyone. I think, you know, we'd all like to be in the top 10. I'm sure for Brock and Will, they'd like to be winning races. But, yeah, for me, if I could get to the 10 during Ipswich, that would be a great result.
All the very best. Look forward to catching up with you at Bathurst. Thank you again for joining us on Inside Supercars for a rookie review for Jackson Walls and the number 11 Objective Racing Mustang.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media, or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited.